This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
So it's my second day here, but I can tell he's a great leader. Obviously, he can spread the ball, and you know that's the most important thing. He also cares about his teammates. I mean, I think that's something that you know both those guys that I had before also did. You know, obviously, you care about you know winning, and you know you want to go and win Super Bowls, but caring about the people that you go to war with every day is something that I can see that Josh has, and you know, those other two guys you know, also have.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling, one of the new receivers for the Buffalo Bills, that it looks like it's going to be this committee sort of thing. Very rarely do you see a top team, like when it comes to like a fantasy perspective sort of thing, like rarely do you see a top team with like the by committee with receivers more than you do with the by committee of running backs, where the Bills have more of a sure thing at a running back and, of course, having a top quarterback, but then having a hodgepodge at receiver. That it just makes it's not that it makes no sense, but trying to predict which one of these receivers is going to be the top pass catcher is going to be a fun exercise almost in futility for playing fantasy football in some sort of expansion on that, because you know, you have Keon Coleman. He's the Bills' top draft pick. You have Curtis Samuel. He was signed in free agency during the actual period of free agency when it first opened up. Valdes-Scantling is a guy that, you know, he's played relatively well as a support player within the likes of Kansas City and Green Bay. Chase Claypool had himself 1,000-yard season in Pittsburgh and was looking like he was going to become like one of these true new forces until, quite frankly, his ego got in the way a little bit. And Joe made a pretty nice poll earlier this week, more or less just like looking into, all right, if you're going to like pick one dart that you have to shoot at the dartboard that you think is going to be successful, who do you think it's going to be? And I do think that my answer is Claypool. I think that Claypool would be the dart that I would bet on, because this is a guy that is really on probably his last good chance to make himself a big boy contract, and he has done it before. So he knows what he's capable of, while at the same time knowing that he might have fumbled the bag, and this is his chance to get that back. But who knows? While, of course, the biggest wish I have, though, is please, for everything, let Keon Coleman be good at football. Like, that is my... At least let him be above average, because he is such a fun personality that I desperately need him to be good. And we said that the minute that he was introduced into Buffalo. We were all just immediately like, please let this man be good. All right. So, I've been thinking about the topic of it, and it is time to get connected with our fans. It is, of course, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I have been sending the tweet out on this about the question of the Bills are still chasing the Chiefs. But who is the biggest threat to catch up to Buffalo as the Bills continue their chase? Cincinnati, Miami, Houston, Baltimore. And we can try to get some of these answers. 803-0550 is the number to call. I've got Go Bills tweeting in. Overall, they are good, but Baltimore stands out as that all-around team. Mike tweeting in, Houston or Cincinnati? Baltimore chokes in, like the Bills in the playoffs, and Miami is okay, but not as good as the other four with Buffalo included. Brian tweeting in about the Bengals, saying that the Bills simply just, they can't even beat the Bengals. And they have, with these iterations with Allen versus Burrow, they've gone 0-2. They lost in the playoffs, and then they lost this past season. They lost to Cincinnati last year when, you know, the wheels started to fall off on this team. Cincinnati looked like it was ascending, and then Burrow gets hurt for the rest of the season, and they miss barely, despite Jake Browning's best efforts to claw them back into the postseason. They missed by, I think it was a game or two. But they were already off to like an 0-3 start, 1-4 start after 5 weeks. It was a bad start for Cincinnati. And then they start finding their groove. They beat Buffalo, and then Burrow gets hurt. So Cincinnati is a legitimate threat that we all have to look out for. A reemergence of a healthy Joe Burrow could spell problems for the Bills, especially when the Bengals now, they get to play a fourth-place schedule because Pittsburgh somehow made the playoffs, Cleveland made the playoffs, and Baltimore was the one seed. Someone has to sit out. It was Cincinnati. They get a fourth-place schedule this year. So them being able to rack up wins against weak opponents should be what happens for them. Cincinnati looks like my biggest threat to me because of the quality of competition that they don't really have to face outside of their own division. And even then, you still can, if you split your division games, this schedule should be a patty cake for them. You get the Patriots, you got the Commanders, you got the Panthers. Tennessee is not a good football team. Denver is worse. You should take a lot of those games, a good majority of them. They'll get the NFC East, so that means, hey, you face the Giants too. So Cincinnati becomes probably my biggest returning threat, I would say. If only because, one, you don't match up with them well, as it's shown in past. But also, and I'm not going to begrudge past performances because Buffalo is chasing Kansas City. Yeah, they haven't won in the playoffs, but they have won in the regular season. But at the same time, if the Bengals do find their way back into contention, it is going to be because they have a garbage schedule that they face this year. Like the Chargers, I don't take them seriously. Like they have a really good group of matchups here. They've got the AFC West, they've got the NFC East. And you're also facing the likes of what? Carolina? Okay. That should be as gimme as it gets. Tennessee, like I said, not very good. I think that Cincinnati becomes a problem like that. Likewise, though, when it comes to the divisional matchups, Baltimore does get the same slate of the NFC East and the AFC West. The difference, though, is they still play a first-place schedule. Instead of Carolina, they'll get Tampa, which, I mean, the NFC South teams are not all that good altogether.
No disrespect to Tampa Bay, but
it's the weakest first-place team.
Yes, Tampa Bay is not as scary as you would think.
No, they're not.
It's a typical NFC team that's going to be like the typical NFC South team that somehow can muster up like a 9-7 record.
But again, the difference between the Ravens schedule and the Bengals schedule is instead of the Patriots, Baltimore gets Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a game that if I'm going to say it about Cincinnati, I have to say it about Baltimore. The Bengals have had a really good time against Buffalo. The Bills struggle against Cincinnati. But then if I'm going to stay by that rule and adhere by it, the Bills have been great against Lamar Jackson's version of the Ravens. So it almost balances out in the end with that fact of, okay, the Ravens, they get a tougher schedule. They'll get the Texans, just like the Bills do. Houston, by the way, a team that has packed up the arms race, they also get a first-place schedule. They get Buffalo. They get Baltimore. They have to take on Detroit, though, because they get the AFC North, or the NFC North, excuse me. But the thing is that the AFC South is still very much a winnable division. However, what do the Houston Texans also get for being a good football team? One of their non-divisional, or their one of their extra games that they have to get? Well, congrats. You guys go ahead and get the Ravens and the Chiefs. And the and again, you face the AFC, so you've got Buffalo. Miami's no slouch in the regular season. Houston's going to have a really good chance to show that they are for real because they do have a tough schedule. That said, CJ Stroud was fantastic year one. Obviously, don't count him out. The defense with Houston should get better under DeMeco Ryans. And when I say better, they should get even better. They were a respectable unit last year. They add Stephon Diggs, which of course is going to make circling that game a big deal in week five for Houston and Buffalo. But also, this is Houston's first real litmus test. They open the season with Colts, Bears, Vikings, Jaguars. Not exactly the scariest group. When it gets to rough sledding for them, it starts with Buffalo. Because then they'll take on Green Bay. A couple weeks later, they'll take on Detroit, Dallas. For all that they tend to do in the playoffs, they are a good team. They get Kansas City and Baltimore late in the year with Miami added into it. So Buffalo is a real good litmus test for, is Houston for real? Because they could start, say, 3-1, 4-0, and then in comes Buffalo. That is going to be a very fascinating game. Because it's going to show how legitimate is Houston when it comes to a threat. Because the Bills, second to the Chiefs, since Josh Allen took over, the Bills have won the second most games in the regular season because they are consistently a good team. Now we go to the division. Everyone goes, what about Miami? Well, not everyone goes, what about Miami? Miami goes, what about Miami? What about Miami? Well, what about Miami? Miami seems to do the same thing that they do every year, which is start hot, fade down the stretch, and then that fade continues into the postseason when they get ousted in the first round. Will it be more of the same this year? Well, if you look at their schedule, I'm going to say yes. Their last four games are as follows: Texans, 49ers, Browns, Jets. They do get to be done with Buffalo by midseason, which is nice for them. But Jets aside, their last six games, Packers, Jets, Texans, 49ers, Browns, Jets. There's some good football they have to play to close their season again. Quality of competition. To get San Fran late, that's tough. To get Cleveland's defense late in Cleveland, that's rough, especially for Miami. Because if they go to Cleveland in December and just get trounced on by a defensive unit that's already known for being suffocating, well, then we're all going to get back to same old Miami. They're warm weather merchants, and then when it gets to December and January, they just choke themselves out. That could be what happens again with the Miami Dolphins. And of course, you hear it from the national media. What about the Jets? Until you prove to me that you're not just the same old Jets, spare me. I don't want to hear anything about the New York Jets, even with their patty cake schedule, because they haven't proven anything. They're going to open with the 49ers. please let San Francisco show us what kind of pretenders the Jets actually are, because the Bills choked it away, and they did choke it away last year to open the year against New York. It was not that the Jets beat the Bills. The Bills beat themselves. Allen had four interceptions. All of them were not smart, and I even made sure to say so myself.
I thought it was three. Could be wrong, but and it was four turnovers.
Four turnovers, three interceptions. All of them were still not good.
Right.
And all very much worthy of, hey, pick on the quarterback. He cost you the game. All three of them went to Jordan Whitehead, by the way, which, come on, not on the same team. But the Jets, again, I'm not scared of the Jets. Even though the Bills lost a game to Zach Wilson for some strange reason last year, well, their dumb kryptonite is gone. But what can you do?
And if by some crazy chance Aaron Rodgers gets hurt again, you have a competent backup. I think what the Jets, isn't Tyrod their backup quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like, oh, if Rodgers ends up getting injured, I never hope on injury for any player. So
that said, Leonard Floyd has the chance to do the strangest thing ever.
I know.
The strangest thing ever.
Leonard Floyd has the ability. But also, let's also remember, they're playing on the grass at, Levi Stadium?
Yeah, it's in San Fran. It's not in New York.
So the possibility of him tearing his Achilles again, I feel like, is less likely than if it were to happen at MetLife. I'm not surprised that it happened at MetLife, because that stadium has been known for serious injuries, ACLs, Achilles
injuries. Well, then we're going to pay attention to week three in primetime, because the Patriots are in town, and that's their first game at MetLife.
Right.
So MetLife has a chance to do the strangest thing ever. But again, there's a lot to this. But I think my answer is still going to be Cincinnati, not because of their history with Buffalo, with these two quarterbacks in Burrow and Allen, and the iterations of their teams. It is because they play a bad schedule, which then puts them in a very good position, a favorable one.
And even last year,
it's not like they're a bad team. They started off terribly and had Jake Browning
had a backup quarterback almost take them to the playoffs.
Almost scratch and claw them to being a division to put all four teams in the playoffs.
Right.
So it's not like that Cincinnati is a bad football team. They still haven't traded T. Higgins, so they might just be in it for it. They just may be in it for this year. Just put in on it. Just go for it. Let T. Higgins get his money, but you're in for this year. Like, you keep him around and say, hey, contract year, we know it, but you know what? If you're going to play and earn yourself that contract, go at it. Like, we have a chance to do something here. Ruggy tweets in, Cincinnati. Steve tweeting in, Lamar Jackson is good. I don't think he's on a healthy Joe Burrow or even CJ Stroud's level. So we're getting a lot of Cincinnati. A couple of answers about the Texans or Baltimore being mentioned here as well. So, yeah, it looks like it's the Bengals still. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the Bills lost a game in very convincing fashion to them in the playoffs. But I also do think it has to do with the fact that, hey, they lost last year too, when Cincinnati was not bringing their best stuff. Neither was Buffalo at that point of the year. But it just shows, like, okay, you're 0-2. There's a pattern forming here, and it's not a good one. Just like the pattern that had formed in Kansas City, except now you're sprinkling in regular season wins against them.
I think my answer would change. I agree with you with Cincinnati. I think my answer would change when I hear the what's going to happen with T. Higgins. Is he going to end up just signing the franchise tag?
You mentioned minicamp. Ready? Minicamp is a huge deal because that's mandatory.
Right.
And that's when messages start getting sent. Mm-hmm. If T. Higgins is not at minicamp, mandatory minicamp, he's willingly taking a loss in money to make a statement about he does not want to be here anymore.
Well, it's Trey more Hendrickson, so I think he wants to, I Trey think Hendrickson he wants to get also, a long-term contract rather than just being put on the franchise tag.
Trey Hendrickson has also publicly requested a trade.
Right.
So it's not like Cincinnati's going to be able to hold on to everything here. Plates are wobbling there in Cincy. My answer right now is Houston because of their ascent. and that they got serious about acquiring talent.
Mm-hmm. I would say Cincinnati, but if the news on T. Higgins does end up changing, then I would end up wanting to go to Houston because of what you just said.
So let's rank them. I'd say we rank them. We're going to put five teams on this board here. Why five? Well, I mean, to put a fifth team in here makes it more interesting. That's why. And I think it's going to start as follows. I mean, ready? Here's your question. Dark horse is going to be what makes number five. My top team is going to be Houston. Houston's my biggest threat. I do think that they are in an arms race. I do think that they have a good young quarterback that looks like he's already ready for the occasion and ready to start getting going. Number two, I'm going to put Cincinnati. I hate that their schedule looks so favorable. So, okay. Like, be ready. The Bengals might be back. But, of course, as it was just brought up, like, OTAs are going to be here. If Hendrickson or Higgins or both are not there, well, then plates are starting to wobble before the season even starts for Cincy. Baltimore is my three. They're a consistent team. They do make sure that they position themselves favorably for the playoffs. A one-seed Baltimore Ravens team, it usually favors you well until you face a team like Kansas City. Baltimore, like Buffalo, also does have to get rid of the choker label in the playoffs. That's why they're down at three. It's not necessarily a, oh, dang, you know, like, just win the playoffs. It's not like it's a lazy narrative. It's also, you still have to prove something. Miami has to prove something. That's why they're four. They have to prove that they are not just early season merchants, which is what they've shown to be. They are a team that constantly wins games early and middle on in the season, but then once it gets to start getting late November, December, January, the Dolphins start to fizzle, no matter what they seem to do when it comes to Tua and that core with Waddle, with Hill, whatever fast running backs, offense go Burr. It doesn't matter. They've done it with Flores. They've done it with McDaniel. Miami just cannot be taken seriously until they show in late in the season that they are that team. So who's the fifth team? Who's our dark horse here when it comes to playoff aspirations? Could it be the Cleveland Browns? The Cleveland Browns have a good defense. Scary defense. They have a good core. They just traded for Jerry Jeudy to try to strengthen the wide receiver room. Deshaun Watson does not look like he's a good player anymore, though. But if they can get to 11-5 with Joe Flacco being the primary player under center for them, my guess is that maybe they'll still be a consistent team and probably your biggest threat as a wild card team. So I will say Cleveland begrudgingly. But that also means that three of these teams around here that are potential threats to the Bills as they chase Kansas City, three of them reside in the North. I'm not ready to see anything positive from Las Vegas, the Chargers, or Denver, by God. Indianapolis should be intriguing to me. I am interested to see what Indy is able to do with Anthony Richardson returning back to health. Jacksonville's a team that Buffalo just for some reason cannot solve, even though they are the better roster, the better team. Tennessee's garbage. The Jets, like I said,
I honestly, if we were going to get to six, I might put the Jets at six.
If we're getting to six, we're not having a real discussion anyway.
Yeah.
Because there's only seven playoff teams.
Right.
You're including the Bills and Chiefs already. Five, and five after. So if we're getting to six, we're talking about a non-playoff team at that point, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't worry about it. So I'm keeping the Jets off of it because, well, show me. Just like the Bills in the playoffs, you have to show me. And the Jets don't show me anything that can be taking them seriously other than making headlines with their quarterback spouting ridiculous nonsense. All right. We'll come back, and Sean McDermott spoke to the media earlier this week. We'll replay a little snippet of that for you all here. Sports Talk Saturday coming back here on the other side. You're listening to WGR.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Welcome back. Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR. This rain's got to go away, by the way, because it's Star Wars night at the ballpark. Yeah, the Bisons have Star Wars night. And, of course, you do see it, the big deal of it with our own Pat Malacaro. Had someone tweeted him, kids bring in lightsabers tonight to the game. Pat, yes! Our fan guide has answers, by the way. I have retweeted it at DerekKramer49 on Twitter. But most of you are probably following Pat anyway, at PatWGR. But
I want that jersey so bad.
The Mandalorian-themed jerseys?
Here's the thing. I never watched The Mandalorian, but it still looks cool.
It's fantastic, though, the series and the jersey. Are there still tickets available? Yes. This is, by the way, the 15th rendition of Star Wars Night at the ballpark. So they've been doing this for a very long time.
It's the best thing that they do.
Consistency in a series is fantastic for a theme night. So, of course, you know, you got to think about these things. Fan costumers will be located throughout the ballpark. Jabba the Hutt is going to be behind home plate at section 104, by the way.
Life-size
Jabba the Hutt.
Going to the game tonight. I'm going to try and find as many there's going to be characters there. I'm going to try and get as many pictures as I can.
Light side characters, typically heroes, anything else of the sort, are going to be on the first base side. Third base side, you'll have a lot more of your villains, your dark side characters.
Well, that's bad. Those are the best characters, though.
Slow your roll. You telling me that you don't like you some Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan?
Well, I like him, but I'm just like I'm kind of getting to the point of like
Qui-Gon Jinn might be one of my favorite characters in all of Star Wars lore, by the way. But we don't have the time in the world for this.
This character is the best.
I feel like it's cliche.
I know it is. I know.
He is one of the most iconic villains, though, of all time, not just in Star Wars. I'm talking, like, everything of movie history. Yeah. You hear this, you immediately think of Darth Vader. So, of course. They will be auctioning off the Mandalorian-themed jerseys. It's the 13th different Star Wars Night jersey design, by the way. Also, you can get yourself your own... They have to call it laser sword on their website, but you can get your own little miniature lightsaber at Star Wars Night. There are two redemption centers at 121 and 122 on the first base side. They are about $10 each, so there you go. Obviously, if you want to have some sort of costumes, like you can't go hard because only the certified characters will be in full costumes, but you know.
It's raining. I don't know if you want to get your nice costume
but ready?
Wet.
Here, well, I mean, if it's raining, we're not going to have a game, and that just ruins everything. But fans of all ages with full masks or props, like prop blasters or anything, will not be allowed into Salem Field. Plastic lightsabers will be allowed in. So if you got like one of those kid ones that's like it folds all the way through, like you just flick it and like you can bring that in. You cannot bring in the ones that Joe and I were talking about a couple weeks ago where we're spending X amount of dollars on high quality, slap them around together, have actual lightsaber fights with. You can't bring those in. But you can bring in like the ones that you can get at like a Walmart or a Target. So you can bring those. So, yes, you can bring a lightsaber. That is already cool enough to me. That's already cool enough to me for your Star Wars themed night here. By the way, obviously, weather pending. Salem Field will have gates open 2 hours early at 4 o'clock. First pitch, 6:05. You can hear that on our sister station, the Bet 1520, but also, what you will not hear on our broadcast is the Star Wars shenanigans that go on throughout, the presentation that goes on, the story that they write for Star Wars characters surrounding Salem Field. A fun little thing that they do every year. And I got to go to one of them. I was delightfully surprised to see how it went and everything that they
I'm
put
excited.
Into
this
it.
This is my first ever Star Wars night.
Yeah. You better pick it up. Get out of here.
Rain, go away.
Yeah. I don't care if you come back another day. Just not now.
Yes.
Get out of here. Get. Be done. Be done. Be gone. Get gone. Get out of here. Yeah. Don't take away Star Wars night or make them postpone it. That's rude. And very inconsiderate for you to do, Rain. Obviously, they would reschedule that for this year. But still, you don't want to have to deal with that. So there you go. Star Wars night at the ballpark. Weather pending. Obviously, you want to make sure to get there when you can. And again, tickets are still available. That is a big deal. So if you need to take the kids out for a day, there you go. That's a fun little thing to do, especially if you're a fan of Star Wars or baseball or both. I would have liked to go, but, you know, it's just not in the cards for me this year. That's okay. Evan, since we started on Star Wars, I think we're just going to end it on this sort of thing. So we might as well just go full force on this. You see the lightsaber whip?
Yes, I remember this was last week you were showing me the lightsaber whip.
I was so geeked up about this, and I got to say, it's one of the coolest things.
Does it only work when you... Wait. Because I remember like the few-second clip I see of a whip lightsaber. Like, wouldn't you be afraid that you're gonna hit yourself with that?
Maybe you obviously need to know how to use it.
Well, that's true.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have it.
I'm also, my brain is starting to think, like, this is real life, not...
Well, think about actual whip. Indiana Jones. Does he hit himself with it? No, he knows what he's doing.
Well, also, he's able to hold on to the whip when he's not using it. But also, there's probably, like, a button that you would use to just... The whip would just go...
Yeah. So, there. That's how you hold on to it. But, yeah, no, like, it's just... You got to be able to know how to use it, obviously. Yeah, an actual whip, same thing, same premise. So that part's really fun. I did say something about us playing back a little bit of Sean McDermott earlier this week. Obviously, this went a little longer than I wanted it to, talking about Star Wars at the ballpark. So we're going to skip it.
But if you want to listen to Sean McDermott, you can find it on demand at our website, WGR550.com.
And there's the one-timer right there. Yeah, absolutely. You could hear that on our website at WGR550.com. We're still getting tweets about the biggest threat to Buffalo when it comes to their chase with Kansas City. And we're getting a lot of Cincinnati answers here. And I think some of it just has to do with the fact that they lost to Cincinnati in the playoffs. That's all it is. That's all this is to me, is it's a lot of reaction to you've lost to this team in the playoffs very handedly, by the way, but also you lost in the regular season in a game that, well, you should have had.
A game that didn't look like, when you look at the scoreboard, it didn't look like it should have been, I don't even remember what the score was. Was it, what, 24-18 or something like that?
It was a one-score game.
It was a one-score game, but if you were watching that as a Bills fan, it didn't feel like a one-score game.
Yeah, they did seem to have Buffalo's number very, very much controlled all throughout that game. Like I said, that was when Buffalo was going through its midseason swoon, and Cincinnati was starting to get back into the swing of things after their early season just plodding along, getting off to a slow start. I do think Cincinnati is that still because of the schedule as well. But I also think when it comes to in terms of talent and headlines yet to be announced, the Bengals have probably the biggest chance of volatility in that ranking. I think Houston's a better team when it comes to talent now. And I also think that Cincinnati has the chance to have everything blow up before the season even starts. Like, we will probably revisit this in minicamp or training camp, but you got to think about it. It's just two players have already publicly requested for a trade, and there's a chance to make their statements in minicamp.
And they're two of the best players.
Two of their best players.
Their best player on defense and maybe their third best player on offense.
Yeah, it's confident you could say that, third best player on offense.
And I think what's happening with them, well, first off, everybody knows that the Bengals are notoriously known for being cheap. People were afraid that they wouldn't be able to sign Joe Burrow, yet they did. Yep. Now you also have Ja'Marr Chase, who is an elite wide receiver, one of the best in the leagues. He's going to be wanting to get paid. Now also, he does have the fifth-year option, so maybe that could be come into play. But yeah, I honestly think that if T. Higgins signs a deal with the Bengals, I'd be more scared about them. But if he ends up getting traded, if not to the Bills,
it's the fact that the
NFC.
Bengals always do this to themselves,
I know.
Too, because of the cheapness. And it's like, yeah.
It's like sometimes you've got to pay your wide receivers.
But also pay your players in general. Like, this is something Cincinnati does on the routine. Ownership is just so cheap that they don't want to do anything about it. Last tweet of the day coming in, just one that was just an on his own thought from Todd. How nice is the rookie pay scale? Remember the days of high first round picks holding out into training camp? Getting guys like Marvin Harrison Jr. to see already signed is a great thing. I do think it's great for the sport, you know, because the last thing you need is to draft someone and then they kind of get off to a bad start with the fan base. Because negotiations between them and the team, fans will end up looking at the player going, why aren't you already signed yet? This is the opportunity of a lifetime. When sometimes it is just about the team being like, hey, we're held up on this particular of a contract. So that's a fun little note there from Todd about the old rookie, the former the rookie slotting with the pay scales of like, you know, like I'm going to get this much money, but now, because it is slotted in nice and neat, you don't have all those holdouts. That's a fun thing from the past, a nice little relic of sorts. We'll see if the weather can, you know, patch itself up here so that Star Wars Day can go off without a hitch. And Evan, before we go to the break, I was promised something from you that I had given you as an assignment from last week. The scene in Banditland.
Do you want it now or do you want...
Yeah, we'll do it now.
Well, the only atmosphere I could ever compare it to was when I went to Game 3 of Knicks and 76ers. It was loud. Thing is about Bandits games is that there's music played all the time.
All throughout, yep.
All throughout. And, you know, you even see, I don't know who the PA announcer is, but he is on the mic the entire time. Mm-hmm. It's like they left towels at every seat. So, like, I took a video of where the whole arena were waving these orange towels. It literally was like one of the coolest things ever. And even when they kind of, when Albany started to come back, you still felt like they don't have a chance.
Yeah.
And that was like, there's nothing, there's no other atmosphere quite like Bandit Land. And that's what I love so much about the Bandits. And well, first off, my first game wasn't until I was like 23, a few years ago.
So real quick, what was the scene like about the trick play?
Well, I was up in the 300s. I did not see it. All of a sudden, I noticed.
Next thing you know, there's a goal.
I see there's a goal. I'm cheering, obviously. And then all of a sudden, I'm seeing people tweeting about, oh, look at this no trick. I was like, there's a no trick play? I couldn't see it. I was in the 300 level. The crazy thing was is that, well, I don't want to say crazy. There was like four people that I knew that were in the same row as me. Couple people from school that I used to know, and Cammy Clooney, who used to be on The Voice, was in the same row as me.
All right, well, there you go. There's the experience from Bandit Land. All right, we'll
fun
put
times.
Sport Talk Saturday in a nice little bow here for you. Coming up next, as well, who knows what we end up talking about to wrap this show up? Random thoughts, random musings. We'll figure it out. Coming up here on the other side, you're listening to WGR. Welcome back, Sports Talk Saturday. Thank you to my guests earlier in Steve Bermel, as we talked about the Bandits, what's going to be going on for them in the offseason as championship back-to-back there for the Bandits. The first time since 2015-2016 that a team in the NLL had won back-to-back championships. And, of course, Paul Hamilton joined me at 12 o'clock. We talked about the Sabres, what their biggest needs might be heading into the offseason, and, of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. So if you missed either of those, you can head on our website at WGR550.com, and on demand, you can see those interviews pretty much separated from the rest of the show to be able to listen back and hear what they had to say. Hey, did you know that there's a couple of us here at WGR Sports Radio 550 that will be skating on the ice at the 11-day power play? You probably do. You've listened long enough to this station. You probably know that we do take part every year in the 11-day power play. This year, well, we're getting ourselves back to it because the 11-day power play will not stop. They always will keep things going. And we have been proud members and supporters of the 11-day power play since its inception. Team WGR will be playing in about a month's time. Almost exactly. We play on Thursday, June 27th. And that is going to be a good time, I think, because, you know, we have a 6 o'clock puck drop. So plenty of time for you to get out of work, get down there, and make fun of the likes of myself, Jody Biasi, Brayton Wilson, and Josh Schmidt, as we take the ice and try to play hockey to the best of our abilities with whatever limited resources that our bodies have given us. Because we talk about sports, but we do not play them professionally because, well, we're not that good. And that's okay. But we're doing it for a great cause. You can come down and cheer for us as we try to raise money, most importantly, for cancer research. All proceeds going to Roswell Park, Make-A-Wish Western New York Camp Good Days, and Oshai Children's Hospital and Blood Disorders Programs. So, if you like bad hockey, you can come check us out when we play on Thursday, June 27th at 6 o'clock. That'll be a good time. It always is. Some of my favorite memories of that game, including the likes of me and Brayton on the same sheet of ice, when Brayton scored his first goal of the amount of times that he's played in the event, John Simon and I just dogpiled him immediately. We were never more happy than that moment.
Do you ever wish that game, that the 11-day was at KeyBank Center rather than Harbor Center?
No, I don't mind it. I think it's, well, for one, I've played at Harbor Center enough now that like I'm comfortable with the facility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would ever, like, that would be so. But first of all, you'd have to have that many people showing up for
a charity game of bad hockey players. And there's not that many. Like, I went last year. There was maybe a good handful, but, like,
there's, it would be good, though.
Yeah, it falls in compared to what you would see, like, if they did this at KeyBank Center. I don't know. Didn't they do that at KeyBank Center during, like, COVID?
Riverworks was where they went for the COVID year.
Oh, okay.
We ended up playing outdoors at Riverworks.
Okay, because I thought that they did a, floor hockey 11-day.
That was also at Riverworks.
Okay. I thought that was at
2020, it was the floor hockey variation. I had hip surgery that year, so I did not play. And then 2021 was, there were still COVID restrictions going on. We played outdoors for the invitational for the 11-day power play. There were 40 teams selected to go play. WGR obviously was going to end up being one of them. And, we only lost our first game last year. So we need to get back in the win column. So I hope we're ready. We're not. None of us are. Thank you to everyone that tweeted in today for our discussion. Thank you to anyone that called in. Thank you to Steve Bermel, Paul Hamilton. Thank you, Evan, for your work on the board here. I'm Derek Kramer. You've been listening to another edition of Sports Talk Saturday. We're back at it a week later. Same time as usual right here on WGR.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Sports Talk Saturday. Thank you to my guests earlier in Steve Bermel, as we talked about the Bandits, what's going to be going on for them in the offseason as championship back-to-back there for the Bandits, the first time since 2015-2016 that a team in the NLL had won back-to-back championships. And, of course, Paul Hamilton joined me at 12 o'clock. We talked about the Sabres, what their biggest needs might be heading into the offseason, and, of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. So if you missed either of those, you can head on our website at WGR550.com, and on demand, you can see those interviews pretty much separated from the rest of the show to be able to listen back and hear what they had to say. Hey, did you know that there's a couple of us here at WGR Sports Radio 550 that will be skating on the ice at the 11-day power play? You probably do. You've listened long enough to this station, you probably know that we do take part every year in the 11-day power play. This year, well, we're getting ourselves back to it because the 11-day power play will not stop. They always will keep things going. And we have been proud members and supporters of the 11-day power play since its inception. Team WGR will be playing in about a month's time. Almost exactly. We play on Thursday, June 27th. And that is going to be a good time, I think, because, you know, we have a 6 o'clock puck drop. So plenty of time for you to get out of work, get down there, and make fun of the likes of myself, Jody Biasi, Brayton Wilson, and Josh Schmidt as we take the ice and try to play hockey to the best of our abilities with whatever limited resources that our bodies have given us. Because we talk about sports, but we do not play them professionally because, well, we're not that good. And that's okay. But we're doing it for a great cause. You can come down and cheer for us as we try to raise money, most importantly, for cancer research. All proceeds going to Roswell Park, Make-A-Wish Western New York, Camp Good Days, and Oshai Children's Hospital and Blood Disorders Programs. So, if you like bad hockey, you can come check us out when we play on Thursday, June 27th at 6 o'clock. That'll be a good time. It always is. Some of my favorite memories of that game, including the likes of me and Brayton on the same sheet of ice, when Brayton scored his first goal of the amount of times that he's played in the event, John Simon and I just dogpiled him immediately. We were never more happy than that moment.
Do you ever wish that the 11-day was at KeyBank Center rather than Harbor Center?
Or? No, I don't mind it. I think it's, well, for one, I've played at Harbor Center enough now that, like, I'm comfortable with the facility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I would ever, like, that would be so, but first of all, you'd have to have that many people showing up for,
right,
for a charity game
and
bad hockey players.
And there's not that many, like, I went last year, there was maybe a good handful, but, like,
it feels good, though.
Yeah, it falls in compared to what you would see, like, if they did this at KeyBank Center. I don't know. Didn't they do that at KeyBank Center during, like, COVID?
Riverworks was where they went for the COVID year.
Oh, okay.
We ended up playing outdoors at Riverworks.
Okay, because I thought that they did a, floor hockey 11-day.
That was also at Riverworks.
Okay. I thought that was at
2020, it was the floor hockey variation. I had hip surgery that year, so I did not play. And then 2021 was, there were still COVID restrictions going on. We played outdoors for the invitational for the 11-day power play. There were 40 teams selected to go play. WGR obviously was going to end up being one of them. And we only lost our first game last year. So we need to get back in the win column. So I hope we're ready. We're not. None of us are. Thank you to everyone that tweeted in today for our discussion. Thank you to anyone that called in. Thank you to Steve Brumell, Paul Hamilton. Thank you, Evan, for your work on the board here. I'm Derek Kramer. You've been listening to another edition of Sports Talk Saturday. We're back at it a week later, same time as usual, right here on WGR.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.